From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruriak. In the midst of the past few days of news out of Iran, Iraq, and Washington came a story with this headline: U.S. contractor killed in Iraq, lived, now buried in Sacramento. That was from the Sacramento Bee. This is, in particular, the contractor whose death in Iraq in December set off a series of events that ultimately led to the killing of the Iranian general, Qasem Soleimani. And the reporter who broke the story, Sosin Marar, is joining me in the studio. Thanks for coming in, Sosin.
Thank you for having me.
So this is a piece of the picture that no one had put together before. Will you tell me about your reporting and why this was unknown?
Sure. So this was a really fascinating story for us because we realized this was a very local angle to this international crisis. And I only was able to piece it together because I received a funeral notice on Friday night. I'm part of the Muslim community here in Sacramento, and they release all funeral notices so people throughout the community can come and give condolences, regardless if they know the person. And in that funeral notice, it mentioned that Nowruz Hamid was killed in Iraq. And I thought, that's strange that he's probably an American. This must have made news. And over time, and speaking to community members, we were able to confirm that he must have been the U.S. contractor that we heard about days prior.
What else did you learn about him and about his family? He has a wife and children who live here.
Right. So Hamid was a 33-year-old father of two. His children are young, 8 and 2. He has a wife here that he left behind. I met with her earlier this week, and she's grieving. You know, he was taking classes at American River College. She's in school to work in the healthcare industry, and she's taking it pretty hard.
What did you learn about them coming to Sacramento, and how did it happen to be here that they came to in coming to the United States?
They came in 2011 from Iraq, and I think Sacramento is just a well-known city for a lot of immigrants. It's a loved city. There are quite a few Arab Americans here now. It's a growing population in Sacramento, and they're happy here. They've been here for the last 9 years, raising their children. They're going to school. And she's now doing that alone.
So you wrote that his work was as a linguist, and President Trump even referred to him without naming him in remarks that he made to reporters this morning. Tell me more about what she described his work to be and what you learned in your reporting.
We didn't get into his work when we sat. I think even though he was a U.S. contractor, and we learned on our own that he's worked for Valiant Integrated Services as a linguist or interpreter, she was saying that a lot of his work was something that they didn't really discuss. So she wasn't very comfortable discussing that.
Tell me about that first conversation with her, because approaching someone and asking if they will talk to the member of the media and tell their story is always a very big question on both sides. So how did that go?
That's always difficult. I've done a few stories where I've had to talk to grieving family members. And part of the reason I went was to fully confirm that this was indeed him. And she answered the door. She welcomed me in. We talked. We talked about kids. We talked about, you know, what's next for her. And I wanted to build that trust. And, you know, as a reporter, and you never want to feel like you're exploiting anyone. And I made that very clear, that I'm there to reach out to her, but also to talk to her for a story that we were working on.
And the timing of it, Sosin, in the midst of all that was happening with the general's funeral and the tension between Iran, Iraq, and the United States, to have this story come up then, you knew, meant that media from perhaps all over the world would suddenly be interested in talking to her.
Right. Just yesterday I was fielding calls from Italy, the New York Times, NPR's national reporters. People want to speak with her. And I can't imagine how overwhelming that is for her. I know that she's been getting a lot of knocks on her door and people trying to reach out to her. Again, this is, you know, a local story, but people are paying attention all over the world. It's one of the events that led up to the killing of the general and a potential war with Iran.
Do you think she realized there would be that kind of response to this story? Did the two of you talk about that, the what if, after she went public?
I don't believe so. And I think you never know how far a story will go. I know that we talked about it and I said, you'll find the story online. And she was happy with that. And I haven't spoken to her since we've published.
So what now? Did she say how the future or life in Sacramento or any other plans looked for the family at this point?
She said that now her focus is to focus on her two kids, and she's taking classes. And she said that, you know, even though it's still shocking to her that her husband is not coming home to be with them, that she can't dwell on that. She really has to be there for her two boys.
Can you give me just a bit more of the big picture as the newsroom looked at this and you yourself realized the piece of the story that this was and how important and, as you say, how connected and regional it was for everybody here, what it meant in the scheme of all that's unfolded geopolitically?
I think it's fascinating to think of how there's always a local Sacramento angle to many of our national stories, and at this time an international story. And it's something that we as a community should know, that one of our own here in Sacramento was killed, and you know, part of the reasons that we're at a brink of war.
Even yesterday, in talking on this program to Dr. Peter Mansour, condolences were expressed to the family, which I'm sure in that sense, the reach from around the world is much broader, much bigger for the family now. You just used the phrase one of our own, so I can't let you go without saying that to us at CAP Radio, you're a bit of one of our own. You
Thank
have
you.
Some great history here on the show. It was a few years ago, wasn't it?
Right, yes.
Yeah, so Sosin spent 3 years.
Almost 3 years, yeah.
Working as a producer on Insight, which overlapped my time here. And it's been wonderful to see you as a working member of the media. And to be able to come back and talk in this way about a piece of work that you've done is, I think, really what the journey of apprenticeship and handing off the business of reporting is. So I'm sorry that it's under these circumstances, but I'm really happy for us all to be able to work together again.
Same as well. Thank you for having me.
Happy New Year, Sosin.
You too.
Sosin Marar is a Sacramento Bee reporter, and we have posted a link to her story at capradio.org/insight.